Unit 6, Lesson B, page 48, Exercise 2. How did it all end? Part A. Listen to two stories from the starting point. Which stories are they? 1.
You see, my mother had this ring. It was kind of old. It had been given to her by her mother, my grandmother. It had been in our family for years. Anyway, my mother asked me to take it to the jeweler to get it repaired. She told me to be very careful with it. Later that day, I dropped the ring off at the jeweler and ran off to do the rest of my errands. It was a busy day and I was feeling really stressed. I went back to the jeweler just before they closed, paid for the ring, and raced home. Everything seemed fine. But when I got home, I was sure I'd picked up my mother's ring at the jeweler, but then I couldn't find it when I got home. I checked all my pockets, but all I found was the receipt. The ring wasn't there. I looked everywhere. You can imagine how panicked I felt. Up until then, I had never lost anything important, so I didn't know what to do. Just then, the phone rang. It was the jeweler. He was calling to say I had run out of the store in such a hurry that I'd forgotten to take the ring. The ring was still at the store. So the ring wasn't lost after all. What a relief.
2. I had this big meeting at work that day, really important. I had left for work a little earlier than usual. I always take the subway to work. So I got to the subway station, and the train was right there. What luck, right? And I got on just as the doors closed. Well, after a couple of minutes, I realized that my skirt had been caught in the subway doors. I couldn't pull it out. A woman standing next to me tried to help me, but we still couldn't get it out. By this time, I was so embarrassed. Other people were staring at me, and my skirt was really stuck. Well, wouldn't you know it, the doors to the subway opened on the other side for the next 6 or 7 stations. I had to miss my stop. I just stood there with my skirt stuck in the door, unable to move. Finally, the doors opened on my side. I was able to leave the train, but now I was really late. When I got to work, my boss asked to speak to me. I knew he would never believe why I was late. I felt so stupid. Of course, later, we all laughed about it.